This is the Don and Mike Show.
The comedy gods are smiling on me today because I have been saying for the longest time that President Bush must set a timetable for removing his head from his ass. And by God, today they went in and looked for it. They actually went in and looked for it today, and
I want to tell you.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Little Billy Maher.
They didn't find it. so now we don't know where it is. But at least for once in our lifetimes, we saw the words Bush, operation, and success in the same sentence.
Wild.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak, I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words. If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
What not? What not? What not? What not?
Just a bunch of white trash.
Aficionados of tinkle erotica.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
All right, now stand by before we do this president thing.
Yes.
Matt the intern.
Yes.
I feel responsible here. He's had a lot of airtime recently. He did a good job at the gay pride parades.
Right.
Then I became infatuated with him.
Yeah, and that didn't take any time at all.
No.
No, and then last week, whatever he did last week was good. And
sitting
now,
in the kiddie pool with all the condiments.
Now he's just pissing me off. and I'm not really sure how good it will be on the radio. He's been on the radio so much.
Uh-huh. He is a smarmy, weaselly.
Smarmy is such a good word.
Smarmy is what he is.
Yeah,
when you try to, outside just now, I tried to have a normal conversation with him. Not easy to do.
Not genuine.
The smarm factor is there.
I walked by him in the hall when we got off doing that last break, and I said, hey, I walked by him, like, hey, sure, boy, whatever it is I say to him. He said, all right, yeah, hey, put up your dukes. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Bring him on.
He's just so full
of something.
Testosterone and smarm.
Such a jerk. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
He's our jerk.
For now.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. You want to beat him up?
I'm more than willing to beat him up, but I had some questions.
Yes, honey.
Am I supposed to knock him out or just beat him up?
Are you a boxer?
No.
Are you in shape?
Well, I'm 8 months pregnant, so I've got to wait.
Bye-bye. Send me some pictures.
Sorry about that.
Hi there.
Send it to Don's personal email.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You know the one.
Hi.
Send it to me. Peter North at AOL.com.
But use his alias. Pedro Norte.
Hello.
Is this me?
Yo.
Should
that be a disqualification?
Well, we're
Don and Mike.
Are you a boxer?
Am I a boxer?
No, I'm sorry. That's it.
No.
Answer a question with a question.
Right.
Ladies, either call John or send us an email.
With a photograph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a photograph in your boxing trunks.
And unlike many of our contests, bigger is better this time.
Absolutely. Stronger is better. I don't know bigger, because really the big women, might not necessarily be able to punch.
Corn-fed?
Corn-fed is fantastic. Think softball players.
With a good reach.
Softball players could handle a softball pitcher.
You mean like those professional chicks that do it underhand? Fast underhand.
Even in the college game, I love that. I watch that all the time. But the college softball, it's fantastic.
Well, ladies, this could be the beginning of the end for Matt the Pollock.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, give us a call. We'll set this up sometime this week.
Very good.
I would love to have a woman box him while he's chained to a wrought iron fence, mm-hmm. and he's blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we didn't talk about on Friday. This cat for the Seattle Mariners.
Ah.
I'm sorry, he is a super phenom right now,
an absolutely incredible relief pitcher.
And his name is pronounced
Poots,
but it is spelled like putts.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you read the headline, it says Putts stifles foes.
That's funny.
And he has been in the league for a number of years. And I have laughed every time he comes into a game because the announcers, especially early in his career, they did not adhere to his preferred pronunciation.
Did they call him Putts?
They called him Putts liberally.
That would be
Putts warming up in the bullpen right now. Well, I tell you, I think we got a few more pitchers left for the starter here. We see It's J.J. Putz who
now
is.
Here's Bobby Schmuck.
Putz on the mound.
That really would be a good jersey for Matt the intern.
Oh, Putz.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, now, Rob, so. You are 1/8 Jewish.
Thank you.
Putz is what and Schmuck is what?
Well, they both mean basically that. Basically, I can't even speak English. Let me switch to Yiddish.
Mm-hmm.
They both mean basically the same thing. Uh-huh. But if they were to draw a parallel, a schmuck is like being an ass.
And a putz is
like being an a-hole. It's a little stronger word.
Gotcha.
I always thought it was something else. But
I thought it was a penis, didn't you?
Well, I always thought that.
It means that as well.
Right.
Yeah. But if you want.
It can mean a variety of things. It's kind of slang, right?
Yeah, it is, exactly.
Putz.
So this guy's name is.
He throws a hell of a fastball.
His name is Poots.
J.J. Putz.
But when they even show the highlight on SportsCenter, since you guys pointed this out to me in the newspaper last week, I noticed that on the bottom, on their bottom lines, like, Putz goes 3 scoreless innings.
Having an incredible year for the Seattle Mariners, Putz is doing just an incredible job. It can also be used as far as putzing around the garage.
Right? Yeah.
What are you doing putzing around? I'm just putzing around down here.
But it's mainly, hey, don't be such a putz.
Yeah, right. You are such a putz.
Come on, you stupid putz.
And you can use it really liberally. You know, it's like you can just use it singularly and
hey,
careful. Putz.
Be careful. That's not to be used in mixed company.
Really?
Yeah. It would offend an elderly Jewish woman.
Would it really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say, this is not the best spätzle I've ever eaten. You are a putz. Thank you very much.
24-hour putz.
Speaking of Jewish, I watched that movie Marathon Man last night. I hadn't seen that in a million years.
Oh, yeah.
And Fiddler on the Roof.
I did. It was a whole sort of Jewish theme last night.
Actually,
I mean, not Jewish theme, because, Laurence Olivier plays a Nazi. But it's it's got that.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I just want you to dig yourself out of this one. Speaking of Jews,
it was the education of Carla with cinema last night, because I said, you've never seen Marathon Man? I said, you can't go into a dentist's office without making that joke, because and it was right when Laurence Olivier is walking into the room where Dustin Hoffman is tied to the chair. Incidentally, there's something if you don't want to do the boxing.
Oh,
there's
I'd
something
love that.
This is discomfort. And this is relief from that discomfort. And then Dustin Hoffman, who does that great yell when they drill his teeth.
You know, that is one of the scariest non-horror scenes I had ever seen in a movie in my whole life.
Right. And then he goes to the Diamond District and he gets recognized.
Mm-hmm.
He gets recognized as the white-haired evil devil.
Speaking of Jews, how about that Ari on Entourage?
Love that show. I didn't say
speaking. He's such a Jew.
The word speaking of Jews did not come out of my mouth, did it?
I thought that last night's Entourage was the weakest one this year.
I don't watch Entourage.
I got a big debate with my son about that. It's one of those things afterwards where I call and I go, he goes, what'd you think? And I go, mm-hmm. And he goes, well, what about this? Or what about this? Or what about this? Or what about this?
Do you know what my feeling is on that show?
What?
Why watch Entourage when you have one,
when you live it?
Except look who's in your entourage.
I love my entourage. I truly do.
Okay,
go ahead. You can say it.
Who's in my entourage, Don?
You've seen them. They're all around.
What do you mean? You're serious?
I have turtle.
You mean you're a serious entourage?
I don't have an entourage. Come on.
Sure you do. I meant like your river friends.
My river friends.
Your old redneck friends.
I have, but I don't hang around with that entourage like I used to.
But you used to.
I've had many entourages over. And you would admit that my entourages have a theme. It's kind of a rednecky thing.
Booze. Booze. And Buzz has some breaking show business.
Thank God for that.
It's official. Drew Carey is Bob Barker's replacement.
Decision's why are you applauding that,
been made.
Mike?
Just to get us off the subject about my entourage.
No, I enjoy talking about your entourage.
My entourages have varied over the years.
That's not good
but
news.
There's, why watch a show when you can have one? I mean, that's the way I look at it. Really, I don't have an entourage. I really don't. You just are dying to talk about my redneck friends.
Well, you brought it up.
I was making a little joke.
I just want to say on Mike's behalf, whatnot to all the people at Tim's River Shack.
River Shore.
Done. Well, you call it a shore, I call it a shack.
I was there this weekend, and I had no entourage.
With all your rowdy friends.
No. I actually went down with my daughters and had dinner.
Oh, well, your daughters were in your entourage.
They
this
were
weekend,
my posse then. This weekend. Cool. Absolutely.
Yeah, very nice.
Absolutely. And when they get to be 21 and of legal drinking age, they can join the entourage. Absolutely.
The guy who I don't like the most in entourage is the pretty boy, the Vinny, the star. Mike, right. You would know him. He was the guy who was the boyfriend of the girl in The Devil Wears Prada.
I know who you're talking about.
Adrian
and in fact, he had a documentary about finding his father.
Right.
That was that ran recently, this incredible documentary where he's trying to track down his old man, and it's been 10 years since they've spoken to each other, and he finally sees his old man, and it's this awkward moment, and the camera is rolling the whole time that they're on him.
Well, the entourage last night, I thought, was no good. Mm. And once again, I really need a map for John from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And especially after we had Al Bundy on, I thought, boy, I've been confused before, but I got some questions answered.
I watched it twice, and I haven't gone back, and I've got it all TiVo'd, but are you liking it or hating it?
Well, there are a lot of scenes with people with their back to the camera just staring off into the sky where you're supposed to interpret it yourself.
Yeah.
And you know me, I hate it when I have to think.
Mm-hmm. John from Cincinnati is supposed to be, well, sort of spiritual.
Here's the thing. It's better than Big Love,
I think. I hate Big Love.
Right? Yeah,
I can't stand Big Love.
Bill Paxson?
I hate Bill Paxson.
I get him mixed up with the other Bill. Who's the other Bill Pullman?
Right.
They're the same guy, I think.
They're interchangeable.
You know, and
but it's that time of year where TV is kind of struggling.
They keep teasing with the new Larry David commercials also on HBO, and I wonder when that show's coming on. And the Washington Post just had it in the gossip column yesterday, that Larry David and his wife are divorcing.
Yeah, they're really fresh.
Like it's new news.
Yeah. We had it, and then we had the story she was going to take him for all he was worth.
Right.
Then we had the story that she was cheating on him, so he's going to get to keep all his money.
Right, because she was banging the gardener for their place at Martha's Vineyard.
Meanwhile, in between, there's Roxy Pulitzer going to the local theater opening. Oh, look, we just noticed this. Oh, did you notice that the Richie Riches were having a fabulous do on Wisconsin Avenue?
You know what? Let's hold off on this Bush butt thing for one day.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the... Was that okay with you?
Fine. Give me time to heal.
Give me time to gather up more of my entourage. And if I do have an entourage, Kevin Dillon is going to be in my entourage, too.
Because let me see. Look, we got women now calling about this thing with Matt. It's almost time for the news. Have you heard the Paula meltdown?
No.
All right, where did this thing come from, Robbie?
I think it's from that show, Hey Paula, but I got it on TMZ.
All right, so here is Paula Abdul having a breakdown. This is our best tape of the day.
So just before heading to bed, I decide to check my email, and I discover an email about the Bratz movie I've been working so hard on. Now all of a sudden, I'm infuriated.
What? The most hideous experience for me to go through. How horrible and shit.
I can't believe what I'm reading right now. After all of these long months of hard work, I'm getting an email that basically says they really don't need me, and I really scratch my head and I wonder, where's
God? I like rape.
When you need them, because this does not make any sense.
Why do you favor rape?
I've been asked to executive produce, choreograph, design the clothing and dolls for the Bratz movie.
She needed
that. What am I supposed to do?
I love what I do.
How great is she?
This is going to be a great project for me to work on. Why all of this other BS takes place is a mystery that I'm always trying to solve. And sometimes I just get too tired trying to figure it out.
I get screwed over so much. I work so hard. It's not fair.
Listen to her.
Poor girl.
Ain't she great?
I can't go with it.
A-N-A. Anna Nicole Abdul.
You know you like that.
You guys, please, I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Turn that off.
Hey.
I thought you were going to talk about my procedure. I've got some concerns that I'd like to allay with the American personages that are concerned about. I got a crisis. I got a fire, son. I got to put out a fire. You understand what I'm saying? You said you were going to allow me to come on your radio waves and talk about that to the people today because people want to know one thing. I've gotten emails, and I'm very concerned about this. This is very, very serious matter for all of us in the Bush White House now.
Can we talk about your butt tomorrow?
Yes, but can I just make a statement?
Yes.
All right, for those people that have emailed me, I want to tell you, I have not sinned. I have not sinned.
What?
That's all I wanted to share with you, Don. I have not sinned, all right? That was a medical procedure. It was not something that was put up there for the purposes of any kind of bad stuff like entertainment or anything like that. I'm scared. You're laughing, and I'm terrified. This is my base. This is my conservative base. Has alerted me of the fact that the people, I was at a anti-stem cell research rally just 2 months ago.
That must have been a hell of a party.
Those people would not be caring for what that doctor did to me. I had no idea that that colonoscopy. Yeah, you say it your way. I say, you know, they tomato, tomato, all that stuff.
They
took
a picture of the inside of your butt.
Now, if you all just would, can we hold hands for just a second? This is not a gay thing, but just please bow your heads in prayer.
Okay.
Let's have a moment, say a little prayer for Miss Tammy Femoster. Thank you. That's all we need.
Oh,
listen, I'll talk about as much as you want.
I was hooked on Maybelline.
Godspeed, dear. I just want to say, please alert your listeners and everybody that watches you on the television. I want to make sure people understand clearly that that was not a violation of God's law. What I did was for my health. I'm president. That's why. And I was put under, and I had no idea. If I had known, I would have suffered no matter what the consequences were. I would not have allowed that procedure to violate me in the way that it did. And once I saw the pictures of what had happened, I understood. I said, how are you getting that picture, son? How's that working? The doctor said, well, Mr. President, and I'm not going to use the bad, foul, evil, godless language that he used, but I'm going to tell you what happened. He said, Mr. President, we took a tube, and he showed it to me, and it's this little black rubber hose type of thing, and I tensed up.
Where did he put it?
I tensed up. Well, he told me he put it, and he used a word that I'm not going to use.
Repeat it. What was it? Was it a medical word? What was
yes,
it was.
What was it?
Anus.
Oh.
Wow.
And I said... I remember I knocked over a whole tray of like medical instruments as I was saying, you put that up there. That is, I've sinned in the eyes of God.
I think you should come back tomorrow.
I will.
And, and we need to talk. You know why?
I would like to. I just want to make sure. I'm not godless.
I need a private moment with you.
No problem at all.
Off mic for a second.
All right, yeah. Yes, sir.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You were raped.
I know I was.
You were raped.
This is not good.
You're going to lose.
This is going to be the end of my days.
You're losing the next election, though.
I'm not having another election. Son, they told me that already. I can't go three. Damn, I wanted to go three. That doctor. I tell you, I almost wanted to give him a right cross. Give him what for?
Now, be honest with me. Because we're off the air now.
Yeah.
You kind of liked it, didn't you? Did it tickle?
It felt good. You know, it was interesting because they put you in one of them... the states of
Twilight, they call it.
Twilight, that's good. Yeah, Twilight. They put me in a sort of floaty Twilight thing. Uh-huh. They said, this is going to relax you, Mr. President. And then it was kind of a good pressure.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're in a debate, I like that. I like to fight. It's like good pressure.
Come back tomorrow. Yeah. Let's talk about this.
All right. I did not sin.
And I have one last question for
you.
Yeah,
far away, Don.
Are you spotting?
I have had a little bit of problem.
Yeah.
You talking about there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just no, I'm not going to wear them seersucker suits for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So long, Donnie.
There he goes.
Wow.
All right, we'll get to that tomorrow.
He didn't understand. God, clearly.
This is more women who want to fight Matt. Hello.
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 Oh. You want me.
I want you.
To want me.
Yep.
Cheap Trick, live at Budokan.
What do we want you, darling?
You're the one.
I will kick his butt. I am the one.
Why are you the one?
Why am I the one?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh. I am.
Answer a question with a question, and you're as gone as yesterday's garbage.
Our standards are so high.
Aren't they?
Oh, these challenged women.
She was the one.
Calling in, answering questions with questions.
You know what it's time
Hi,
for.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Time for the news.
Uh-huh. The news.
Time for the news. On the most disorganized show on the dial.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.